it takes a lot to show the world how to treat yourself.
I can't expect anybody to be the same level of excited about that I am.
It's also a level of uncertainty for them because they're like, I don't really know how to support you in this. As an adult, as an artist, as a person, you have to make sure you're handling your responsibilities, whatever that is. But we do have to.
September 13th, that might be National Demani Day. I told the Texas soldier, what? I had to pull the truck over and started crying.
They're not going to see what I see regardless. And I think that's the point. Get on my motherfucking face.
Please.
Push the goddamn button.
Action.
This is going to be an interesting conversation.
It is, because lately, as of late, I think it's my diet. I've been eating snacks. But I was thinking about how, like, the things people choose to celebrate. So, if you, when you tell people you got a new job, they're like, oh, good job, great. That's beautiful, I'm happy for you, I'm proud of you. Keep going, blah, blah. When you tell somebody that you did the thing that you've been trying to do your entire life, that you actually want to do, it's like, okay. It's like, where was the excitement for this entire project that I put together and put out to the world? Mm-hmm. Would you happy that I got a job? And I just told you, I'm not trying to work. I want to do this. But if I can do this for the rest of my life, that's the goal, is to do this, not to do that. But everybody happy when you do that. And it's just like, okay. It don't even matter that you said you was going to do this. And the fact that you kept your word and actually did it, saw it through, executed, and now it's here. It's like,
I think that, okay, so two things. I do think that people celebrate those things, but I think there's more of an active celebration toward the things that they understand. I think it's like when we talk about life being a mirror, they celebrate or maybe even get more excited about the aspects of your life or whatever your accomplishment is that they could see themselves accomplishing as well. Because I think they have a deeper level of understanding for it versus if they are somebody that has always, they like always just dreamed of working in the stock market or something like that. And then you do this, you create this painting, or you have your first gallery or whatever. They're going to celebrate you and support you in the way that they know how. And they might even be excited, but I don't think that the level that what we're looking for them to react how we react. And they're not us. And I think that's something that we have to understand. I think it's difficult, especially when you're in the moment of understanding. But I don't even know if it matters if anybody else celebrates it.
One thing I was going to say when I was thinking about it was that scenario helps us to understand or not look for any validation from anybody else. Like, just accept the fact that this is what I want to do, this is what I'm going to do, regardless of if I get celebrated or not, this is what I'm doing.
I was just going to say, the reason why I believe it's champions for you to get the job is because that's just how society is. Like, when you tell somebody, I just got a new job, it's exciting for people. They're like, oh, you got a new job, you're making money, you're doing things for yourself. That's what we typically think of. When somebody says they just started a new business, it's a lot different. Because I think a lot of the things that go run through people's minds might be like, oh, you just signed up for more hard work, is what they're thinking. They're not thinking about, oh, you signed up to do things, something that you want to do. It's like you're signing up to do something that's uncertain and has no blueprint. Okay. But for them, it makes them a lot more comfortable. And it sounds less crazy just to talk about, hey, I'm going to go work at this company that you've heard of before that's going to guarantee me a certain amount of money versus, hey, I'm going to start my own company from the ground. I'm going to be Walt Disney from the ground up. It's like, Okay, you sound a little nuts to them.
But it's the same thing as you just got a new job, yeah. Make you some money. The job that you just got working for a company, in the terms and conditions, it said they could fire you at will. So that money, it's not guaranteed. It's still risky.
I don't think people look at that as, I never said my second thing. Anyways, I don't think that people look at it as risky. When you think about it, it is risky in the same way, just because we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. And even us, like, we had got laid off, and it was expectedly unexpected, but very much unexpected. But it's still, I think that a lot of people don't even know what actually goes into starting a business or operating in your own way, freelance, and whatever that stuff is. So it's not just the level of uncertainty for you that they're like, oh, why would you do that? It's also a level of uncertainty for them, because they're like, I don't really know how to support you in this. Like, I don't know what this means or what this entails. Like, whether you decide you're, because some people, it might be freelancing. Let's say it's like digital marketing. And then other people, they might be selling a product, or they may have invented a product, or whatever it is. They might be a little confused as to, all right, well, am I needed for something? How do I celebrate this thing? It was like a few years ago, though, that I saw this idea. This was probably like 10 years ago. But somebody was like, for like how all your friends have baby showers or like bridal showers, people should have business showers. I think you
talked about this before. Or told me about this before.
Maybe. I don't know. But I want one. So at some point, I'm going to plan a business shower. But I think that's like a way that we could normalize supporting people going into their own endeavors, is not only just choosing what we celebrate, but choosing how we celebrate it. Because if you are like, hey, I'm just telling you that I did this thing, they may not understand. But if I create this party and I give you this registry where you could possibly provide me with some of the supplies that I need, like let's say I just leased my first office. Maybe I'll have like a little office party. The registry will have like paper, pens, staples, like stuff like that. So you understand, hey, I'm going to need this stuff so that I can operate my business on a day to day. So I think, like you were saying, society is set up to celebrate, hey, you just got a job. But I think that we, as the people who are accomplishing the thing or going out on the new venture or doing whatever it is, we have control too to be like, hey, I want to celebrate this. So let me set the precedence on how this celebration is going to go. And I don't think we take the time to do that, because we often don't celebrate ourselves.
Or I was going to piggyback off that. I was going to say it takes a lot to show the world how to treat yourself and the things that you do. Mm-hmm. So like, if we sticking on the creative endeavor, I just spent all this time, effort, and energy doing this thing, right? And then I got to spend more time, energy, and effort like promoting this thing, showing this thing to the world. And people, I don't even really want to use people, because this, yeah, I don't want to use people, but if I'm going to use people for lack of better words for the analogy. People don't notice what it is that you're doing until a certain number of people be like, oh, that's fire. I like that. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. I forget how they said it initially, but it takes a little while before everybody notices that there's a movement happening. So it just takes a little bit of, takes some people to recognize, like, hey, there's people moving in the same direction in this general format. What's going on over there? But at first, it just looked like two or three people. It looked like two random crazy people. And I think that's just kind of a natural thing. I also think, I don't know that it's hard to get people to get excited about it. I think people need to see your excitement about the thing that you're doing. Because if you don't seem excited about it, I have no reason to be excited about it. So if you're like, I'm painting every single day, and I'm doing exactly the thing that I've always dreamed of doing, but every time I talk to you, you talk about work. I'll never know that you're excited about painting, because every time you talk to me, you talk to me about work. So, and I think Busta Rhymes was the person I heard say, he was like, doing something that you love to the point where even people outside of it have no question of whether or not you love it. I think that's what will get people excited about it. Because it's like, why does this guy love this thing so much? And now I'm interested because I want to see why this guy loves this thing so much. It's good, it's good.
I think something that we wind up doing as creatives, as entrepreneurs, just as people in general that do something that they're proud of or are excited about. So, like, what happens is we'll do the stuff, we'll put in the work, we'll do blah, blah, blah. What we typically do is when we finish doing whatever we do, instead of taking, even if it's just like 5 minutes to reset so that we can go out into the world refreshed, what we're doing is we're showing up to people and telling them about what we're doing, but you're getting the tired version of me. You're getting the version that is like, dang, I just stayed up for 40 days and 40 nights to finish this. I don't have no energy left in me. And then we expect people to get excited, but it's like, well, you look like you're malnourished. Like, you look like you haven't eaten in 72 days. Like, you want me to get excited about this new business venture? Like, are you taking care of yourself? Like, what's going on? So I think what we have to do, like you were saying, showing people that you're excited, showing people that you love it, is that we got to take a moment to ourselves, like allow ourselves to refresh, rejuvenate, and then go back out and be like, hey, I did this thing. I started this thing. So you can see that I actually love this thing or I'm passionate about it versus you seeing the moment that I completed it, I'm depleted, and now I'm like, oh, now I got to go out and market. I got to do more. It's okay. You did the work. Take a day. Take 2 days. Reset, because you're not going to be able to be excited or get other people excited until you have those moments to step back. Because I feel like, especially as independent artists, we do that a lot. We're like, okay, I released the song. Now I have to immediately go promote it. Which, yes, you want to promote it, but if you just did all parts of the thing to get it done and it took you however long, take a moment to just enjoy the fact that, oh, I did release it. I pushed the button. It is out to the world. You can slowly start telling your friends and family, like, remember that thing I told y'all I was going to do? But it don't have to be, I think it kind of goes back to, you teach people how to treat you. You teach people how to communicate with you. They're going to communicate how they see you communicate in a lot of times. So if I need to communicate this level of excitement or this level of I want you to support me in this specific way, then I have to go into it with some level of refresh and rejuvenation. And we don't do that, especially here. Like, we don't be resting.
No, you good. I was gonna say, I was thinking about that earlier, cause I was mad tired earlier. But I'll be showing up in the world, like, the 9 times out of 10, the world gets the exhausted version.
Exactly.
So how y'all be seeing me on TikTok and stuff? Mm-hmm. I won't be tired in those moments.
I know.
I won't really be tired, or I'm in a space where I'm getting energy from me. This is my quiet time, my alone time. So I'm getting energy rather than giving off energy. Mm-hmm. So, like, a lot of times when I'll be out in the world, I'll be exhausted. Mm-hmm. So I'll be, like, going off fumes.
Yeah, and that's the version of us that most people see. And then we're like, well, why aren't you excited about this thing? Well, first of all, you sound like you got attitude. Because you ain't sleeping 5 days.
Get that bass out your face.
Right. So, what was you going to say?
I was also going to say, I think you can't be too cool to geek out about the thing that you love. So, I think sometimes we end up being so, like, oh, I made this thing, but it's cool. I know I spent my love for it is apparent to me. And, you know, I don't really want to geek out in front of you guys because nobody else is going to care. It's like, nah, geek out about whatever the heck you want to geek out about. Like, if you like doing this thing, then do it in front of everybody and act like nobody's there. Like, just have that moment of you showing your genuine love for it. And I think people will, even if it's not initially, they'll eventually get excited for it. And also, like you guys were saying earlier, I can't expect anybody to be the same level of excited about the things that I am. I just can't expect them to be. Even if it's like, I could be very excited about hearing a bar that I came up with and I'm like, yo, you see how this connect, blah, blah, blah. And the person on the other side is like, all right, cool.
The Staten Island line, I wasn't excited about it until I was in the car. And then he was so connected, so detached. I'm like, that's crazy. I was like, hey, yo, I had to stop the car. I was like, Fat Joe, had to pull over. I had to pull the truck over. Started crying, you know? When the EP dropped?
It was, what's it, October? It was September 13th?
September 13th, that might be National Demonic Day. I told the detective, what? I had to pull the truck over and started crying. You know, the Taliban took off.
Hey, yo.
But even that, like, It's just different.
Yeah, but I just think it's a lot of that, like giving yourself the permission to geek out about the thing that you love, even in front of people. Because I think we'll be excited when the doors are closed and when we by ourselves and we're in our little creative space, and then you step outside the creative space and you see the sunlight and it's hitting a little hard. Oh, it's bright out here, and it's like, nah, I'm good, man, I'm good. And it's like, nah, just keep that same level of energy and that same excitement outside of it, and I think some of it rub off. I don't know if you're... Now, also, when you're doing your creative thing, like, your parent might not be the most excited that you about to create the first flying hot dog or something crazy, right? They're like, I want you to get something stable, something that I understand. This don't make sense. But then they eventually may pick up on it when they see everybody likes what my son just made. They want flying hot dogs. Pause. But yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, everybody likes the thing that my son made. All right, now I can get that level of excitement because, like, now I can see what you were doing. But before, it just sounds like when you talk to a 5-year-old and they're excited about this little toy, and it's like, yo, my toy just did X, Y, and Z, and you're like, all right, that's beautiful. I'm glad you're so excited. And it's like, you don't get a chance to see it until the thing actually becomes something bigger than what it was initially.
I got two things. First thing, shout out Joe and Jada. You guys are funny. Friends of the pod. Manifestation. And the other thing was, in hearing y'all talk, I realized that I still be too cool. I was thinking about the high museum thing. Mm-hmm. Like, I still be too cool. Like, I'll be excited, but I want y'all to be excited.
But, like,
I want y'all to, like, I want to see how y'all react to what I did. Mm-hmm. Like, I'll be excited, but I just want to see how everybody react. I just be curious.
I get that, but I think it's also good for people to see how you react as well. I know for me, it's not that I be too cool. I think that I don't always geek out about my stuff just because I don't know if you're going to know what I'm talking about if I start really geeking out. And I've had moments where I was talking to Kayla Ray where she was like, all right, you went too far. I don't know what you're talking about. So now I just kind of like pull back because I'm like, I don't know if I start talking about mixing and mastering and moving the volume and da 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 da. If you're going to be like, okay, this is a little too much for me, I don't really want to know all of that information. So I think for me, I'm still trying to figure out where the line is between saying too much or going geeking out too much, like going too deep into, I guess, the technical side of things versus me just being excited about it and telling you about it. So I'm figuring out that.
I got two things. One thing is, I don't think it should be a line. If you're talking to somebody, I don't think it should be a line. If you're talking to somebody, they're going to let you know if they're lost or not.
That is true.
Or sometimes they just enjoy seeing you happy about something. Especially if you show up tired all the time. Mm-hmm. I didn't even know this was in you. And then the other thing, we was in the car, you know, listening to the podcast with Matthew McConaughey.
That's what he said earlier.
Like, no, some of the stuff he was saying, I was lost. Like all the analogies and everything he was just saying, like, put the shoe on backwards, upside down, you lost. Like, yes, I am lost. Very lost. And then I was like, that's actually how I should talk. Mm-hmm. Not like that. Yeah. But just go. If it makes sense to me, say it. If you don't know what I'm talking about, you can ask a question and I'll elaborate. But just go confidently, graciously, prosperously, and go from there.
I think that's good. I have to embrace that, and I'm going to start working on that, starting with this project.
Right, that's good.
Yeah. Also, I think it's funny because for two things: one, the Matthew McConaughey thing, hilarious because he's country. So like, he's country, and sometimes he'll throw out big words in the middle of the countryness.
And so, he's very artsy, so yeah. Like some of the literary analogies and stuff like that. From books and stuff like that be mixed in, so
yeah, so it's funny because he'll do that and it's like I feel you, because there'll be times where I'm like, you know, that was an interesting analogy, and then sometimes I don't get it until maybe 2 minutes later I'm like, okay, I get what he was talking about. And seeing somebody that's so in it, it naturally, even if you don't know what they're talking about, it naturally draws you in, like, what is this person talking about? And I mean, if it doesn't, the conversation wasn't for you, which is okay too, right? And I also was going to say, when it comes to geeking out about the thing that you love, it's your kid. So nobody should love your kid more than the parent that made the kid. Ideally, of course. Right? But nobody should love
God made you, but I helped.
So I did my part. But yeah, you would expect that you're, as the parent of the thing that you created, you would give and love that thing equally as much or more than anybody else could. So even if you show up to the art museum and if nobody else is excited about the thing, are you not allowed to be excited about it anymore?
You should be excited. You should be the most excited.
And even if it gets, so that's what I, and I think that's a lot of it, is us being upset about the idea of them not being as excited as I am. So if I don't want to be the most excited about it, and then people think it's trash. And at least that's how I used to be. It was like, dang, if I'm going to be super excited about it and somebody think it's trash, that's wild. Because like, I spent all this time and I loved it and blah, blah, and y'all don't like my kid? All this time I've been raising this boy, y'all like my kid?
Your baby ugly. Look at my kid.
Baby ugly. Like, get out of here. But no, for real, I think it's that. And I think that regardless of whether or not this person thinks your child is ugly, this person might think your child ugly. Would it be like, all right, who cares if my child ugly to you? You ugly to me. Like, it don't really matter.
It ain't bad to me.
You know what I'm saying? Being free is original. But, yeah, it just feels like it's a lot of things that have nothing to do with us determining whether or not we feel like we're valid. And it's like, that has nothing to do with my validity as a creative or how nice or great the thing that I made was. If I feel like this is the best thing that has ever existed, I'm going to act like this is the best thing that ever existed until I'm proven wrong.
And I think that we have to be okay with that, because most of us aren't. And I don't remember what the next thing I was going to say. So go ahead, Breeze.
So with that being said, how do you remain excited about the thing that you did when the thing that you're doing isn't... Okay, hold on. How do you remain excited about the thing that you just created and you still trying to figure out how you're paying your bills?
Well, I think you separate the two.
Yeah, that's first.
I think that's like, you separate the two. We be trying to put the two together all the time. And I think they have to be two separate things, because I didn't make this, I mean, I made this, of course, with at some point hopes that maybe it'll make money. But a lot of times, and I'm speaking mainly for art now, when it comes to art, I'm not making this in the mindset of, oh yeah, this one gonna make me money. I'm making this from whatever I'm feeling at that moment, whatever is on my mind, whatever is coming out for this song. I'm not thinking like this the one that's gonna pay my bills. Now after it's done, I might be like, this the one that's getting us off the hood, y'all. But I think that the excitement that I had when I created this song, it was not anything to do with money.
Yeah, so like once it's done, mm-hmm. and you have the thought like this one.
Yeah. And I didn't say it, so that's the other thing. We're putting ourselves on a specific time frame. Right. This song might be one that gets you out the hood, but it might not be tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think you need to separate the two. One, because the love and the creative act in itself is different than you trying to make money. And it's like, if you're trying to make money, that has a whole different set of rules than you trying to create some stuff. Because mm-hmm. like, in a lot of ways, when it comes to especially making money off of your creative stuff, it's about determining value for the other person. So you're not involved in that anymore. Like, that's not about you. So I think the creation is always going to be about you, but the part of you selling the thing that you created, that's not about you anymore. So you have to stop thinking about you to do that, which is like, isn't a terrible thing, but it's something that you have to know when to hit the switch. Because if I made a painting, and all right, I'm thinking everybody should love it because I made it. I was like, well, no, right? One, I don't know you, and why, and two, why should I care? Like, I know you made it, but I know you're excited about it, but why should I care? And then I think the part where people would buy it would be you highlighting why it would matter to this type of person. And if you're this type of person, then it would matter. And then that's how you, I think, will end up making money from it. But I think those are two different animals. You talking about sociology and psychology. Like, it's just two different classes. Like, they're close, but we're not really.
Yeah.
Not in the same. They're in the same curriculum.
It's that album.
Yeah.
So can that so detach.
It's facts.
Yeah. So I think you do have to separate the two, but I mean, I don't know why I keep forgetting my thoughts.
You need a nap.
I do need a nap. I'm the example that we're talking about today. But yeah, I think you need to separate the two. I think you can still be excited about something even though like you don't know how your bills is going to get paid. I've seen it done. Mm-hmm. I mean, I've done it. Yeah, so too. I think that when you realize that, then you can still be excited about it. But the other thing is, and we've talked about this, and even about the way that we go about making sure that our bills are paid until the art is able to do that. Like, as an adult, as an artist, as a person, you have to make sure you're handling your responsibilities, whatever that is. So even if it might be the most difficult terms to come with in the world, because it's not easy to be like, all right, this isn't making the type of money that I thought it was going to make, or it's not making enough money as quickly as I thought it was going to come in. You got to figure out what you're going to do to pay your bills, or you sell some stuff. Not those things, but like maybe you sell your car, or maybe if you need to move back in with your parents, or you need to get a roommate or whatever. Like, I think that those are two separate things, but I think that we allow money to hinder a lot of our joy and excitement for things in life. So I think you shouldn't do that at all, but specifically not in this area either.
I was just going to say, as when it comes to money, money is energy, and it's like you attract it, essentially. Mm-hmm. So if you are excited about the thing that you did, eventually the money is going to find you mm-hmm. in your excitementness. Mm-hmm. So essentially you become a magnet, so you magnetize the money.
Excitedness.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's the word I was looking for. I ain't been reading.
Or in your excitement.
In your excitementness.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, and I also think when it comes to the creation process, I think one of the things is that we have to change the question that we're asking. So if you're trying to create, like, why are you creating this? And if the goal is to be like, all right, I want to create this so that I can make money, cool, you'll make it, you're going to create a certain kind of thing. But if the question is going to be like, hey, how do I love doing this thing. How do I guarantee that I can do this thing all the time and make money off of it? That's a different question, which would cause you to do different things. Mm-hmm. So it's like, oh, I want to make sure that I can paint all the time. What do I have to do in order to make sure I can paint all the time? And then my bills are paid or whatever. And I think it requires you to ask different kinds of questions, because otherwise you're just going to, like, if you don't know the why for why you're creating it, you're going to end up doing a bunch of different stuff. And now you're, somebody's like, hey, you can paint this picture of Obama strangling a hoodlum, right? And it's like, I'll give you $500,000 for it. And you're like, but I don't even really like doing, I don't want to do Obama. Like, and it'll move you away from what you're trying to do. And now you're like, I want to paint, yes, but I don't want to paint that. I wanted to paint the things that I want to paint, or I wanted to bake the cakes that I wanted to bake. And it's like, if we don't have a clear why for why you're doing it, I think you end up getting pushed wherever everybody else wants you to go, or wherever the money goes.
I will say that I just rediscovered what my why was, like, within the past month or so. I think that I knew what my why was for music when I was a child, and then I forgot it as I got older. So yeah, I forgot it as I got older, and I didn't know, because I was thinking about how I'm going to pay my bills and how do I get this? How do I make money off of this so I can do this forever? But I think my question was just like, okay, how can I make money off of this? But then when I started, I don't even know how this came about, but the past few months, I guess I just started feeling my feelings more and my why came back up. I said that like I threw it up or something. My why just appeared again.
Why? Oh my goodness. There you were.
But I found it again. And even with this time with me releasing music, I actually, instead of going about it in the old way of like, all right, so how do I make this make money? I did ask myself that question, but then I paused and I was like, wait, what is the purpose of this? If the purpose... my why is to heal the world with my music. That's been my purpose of doing music since I was little. That was what I feel like was given to me. So if the goal is to heal the world with your music, then right now what needs to happen is more people need to hear your music. Like, you don't need to focus on how is this going to make me money. How do I get more people to hear this? And then I can go about it differently. I can talk to people. I can be excited about it because I'm not just like thinking about, well, I need you to actually purchase this. So it's like, hey, listen to this. If you like it, cool. Like, hopefully it brings about some joy in your life, some healing, whatever you need. And if you don't like it, I don't want to hear about it. But if you do like it, share it with somebody else. Like, you know, so I can look at it differently because I can look at it as, how am I operating within the mission that I feel like I have for myself? And in order, if I'm going to heal the world, then the world got to hear my music, you know? So I need more people to hear it. So then more people hear it, and then more people hear it, and I keep going from there. And I feel like the money will come when it's time.
Yeah, I also think that when you go into it just from a place of love and not going from a place of commerce,
mm-hmm.
you interact with people and the thing that you created differently. So when I'm going into this trying to sell something, people can feel that, hey, he's trying to sell me something. Like, even if I can do my best job just covering up, it's like, you want to sell. I can tell you want to sell. I can see you. And some people may give you the sell because they see you want to sell that bad. But I think something that we're all, as creatives, like, we're trying to make sure we're doing it, that we're not like selling it. But the easiest way to sell it is to have a genuine love for it. Cause some people will see like, yo, this guy really enjoys it. Why does he enjoy it so much? And then some people may find enjoyment in you you enjoying it, or some people may find a reason for them to enjoy it just because you went so hard on it. So it's like, oh, I love this band so much. It's like, why do you love this band so much? Like, I never get it. And you go in out of curiosity, and they may like it because it reminds them when they were in fifth grade and their crush was down the hall. But you like, I just really like how this bass player is out here killing it. Like, this is amazing. And it's like, you guys end up liking the same thing but for completely different reasons. Yeah. So I think putting the love into it allows for other people the opportunity to appreciate it. They may not. They may still look at you like, all right, let me get you. You do what you was gonna do with your little paint, your little whatever it is. But whenever it comes full circle, and it will, as long as you continue doing it, they'll be like, oh, I get it now. And now I can be excited for it. But for them, I think it's a lot different. Like, they're like looking at it like this screams uncertainty and no security. It sounds crazy. Nobody's done this before. What am I supposed to be excited about? I've never seen this before. I've never seen these flying shoes. What are we talking about here?
I especially think for the people who are closest to us, a lot of times it invokes worry in them. Because they would be terrified if they did that. So then they start getting worried for you. And they're like, oh my gosh, what are you going to do? Because so I think it hits a panic button in their mind. And then we're looking at it like, well, why aren't you happy for me? Like, what do you mean? And all they're seeing or thinking about in their head is just like a cycle of how they would be feeling or how terrified or worried they would be if they were in your situation. And then they kind of project that fear out. And you're just like, well, what?
Don't worry on my behalf. You can say that word for yourself. Keep it to yourself. I'm good.
They be having enough to share.
Yeah, I don't need to worry.
Worry for you, worry for her, worry for him.
Everybody get worried.
Everybody.
Keep that word in your back pocket. Keep that
word. You get a car. That's what that is.
Worry mobile.
Worry mobile is wild. You drive that with stress? Never mind.
Yeah, that's the gas that goes into it. Stress.
She would buy stress. That's funny.
But yeah, I think that's a lot of times what happens. And I think on the outside looking in, it just looks like they're not happy for us or they're not celebrating. But I think that's why it's important for us to just celebrate ourselves. And if we set in the precedence, like if we did do a business shower or a podcast shower or creator shower, whatever it was, if you like create a party and you're like, okay, y'all might be worried, but these are the things that I need to help me get started. So maybe that'll ease some of your worry a little bit, you know?
And all I was thinking was, right, just as you were explaining that, it's almost like, hey, I'm throwing a birthday party tomorrow. Now, if you don't feel like celebrating my birthday, I don't care. Because I'm eating red velvet cake.
Come on.
Gluten-free, vegan, red velvet cake. Mm-hmm. I don't care what you got going on. Mm-hmm. I'm celebrating. And if you want to celebrate with me, come on.
Is there one?
Come on now.
Come on, Jesus.
This is all.
Hallelujah.
He gonna celebrate with me.
Hallelujah.
Nobody else will.
Thank you. Amen. Thank you. But we do have to have it's as if the Lord just came through. Oh, scared the crap out of me.
It's getting a little hazy.
But that's the type of energy that we have to keep, though. Because I know when I'm planning my birthday parties, a lot of times, well, now, once I got older, like when I did my cruise, I was like, I'm inviting y'all. I'm just letting y'all know where I'm going. This is where I'll be for my 25th mm-hmm. birthday. I would love for y'all to be with me, but if y'all ain't, it's all right. Also, you probably never get another invite again, but it's okay. I changed since then. I'll invite them again.
Yeah, but I think we should all treat our creative endeavors and creative tasks like how black women treat their birthdays. Because black women be treating their birth, it'd be an event. It'd be, listen, it'd be, they got the balloons. And it'd be like, all right, what you got? I don't care what you got going on. I mean, I respectfully, you got, it's your birthday. It's your birthday, but it's also my birthday. So we're here. So we're going to celebrate you, and we're going to celebrate me, and we're going to celebrate we. But I'm celebrating today.
Yeah.
And that's it. I think that'll probably help. And then everybody else will just kind of be like, oh, word, all right. Well, congrats. Congrats on your endeavor, whatever it is. Like,
yeah, because I think we get caught up on the traditional things to celebrate when we can honestly just celebrate whatever we want to, however we want to. So if you want to have a business brunch, you have a business brunch. If you want to have a this is my first art piece brunch, you have a first art piece brunch. If you don't, then you don't. You want to have a potluck? You bring a freaking pot and you wish it good luck. Say no, I'm playing. But you can't eat everybody cooking, but that's not the point. Mm-hmm. But like, we get caught up on, we can only celebrate this day, and this day. We can celebrate whatever we want. We just got to send out the invitations and you can make those on Canva and text them out.
I also got the question. Would it make a difference if everybody celebrated the thing that you were excited about? Like, would it make a difference in, like, how would it change things?
Is that for me?
I mean, for either one of you guys. If people, like, celebrated the thing that you celebrated, like, would it change anything for you?
I feel like in the early stages, it might be, like, reassurance that I'm not crazy, or I'm not the only person that thinks this is good, or I see a future in it. Because a lot of stuff that people put out, it actually be trash. But the stuff we put out, it don't be trash.
But all right, but if you know it's not trash, what's the difference between you saying it's not trash and them saying it's not trash?
Because perspective is subjective. But I just want to make sure I'm not the only person. I wear glasses. So my vision might be a little blurry. I might not be seeing what everybody else is seeing. I might be too close to the picture. Mm-hmm. So I just need another set of eyes, preferably 20/20, to let me know that I'm seeing what I think I'm seeing.
But I think that if we think about it in terms of like your vision is for you and not everybody is meant to see your vision, then I can't expect anybody, whether they show up to my party or not, to see the vision that I'm seeing. Because even though they have 20/20, and maybe I don't, maybe I do. Okay, maybe these glasses are for show. But they're not going to see what I see regardless. And I think that's the point. I don't think they're supposed to. Everybody's going to see something different when they see whatever you created. And I think that that's okay. And they may believe in it. They may not. They might be there to support you, but they might still think this is dumb.
I was going to say, I think it's like the therapy blobs, right? You know, they show you the little ink blobs and like, what did you see, right? If I'm saying, I think that's a duck. That's definitely a duck. But I'm waiting for the therapist to be like, yeah, it's definitely a duck. It's like, do I not trust myself enough to say like, that's a duck? Like, I have to be able to trust myself to know, like, even if everybody else is telling me this is a fish, I'm like, that is clearly a duck. Like, y'all not gonna gaslight me into thinking that this is not a duck. I see the little beat. That's a duck. And I have to be able to trust the fact that I'm seeing what I'm seeing, even if I'm wrong. And I could be wrong. And if I'm wrong, okay, cool. At least it was true to me in the moment that I was looking at the thing. You know what I'm saying? And I think a lot of it is us not realizing we're saying like, yeah, I mean, I trust me, but I want, let me make sure I trust. Like, I know my vision is wherever my vision is at. Does anybody else got the same prescription that I got? Or is it just nobody else got this prescription?
But I do agree though that it would help bring about reassurance, because starting something new or stepping out on your creativity at any stage, it can be scary. No matter how confident you might be on most days, there are moments where it's like, this is actually kind of terrifying. I really don't know what I'm doing. So it would be nice, but I don't think I think that a lot of times we're looking to for the celebration from others to change something internally, and that's not what we actually need. Because, like you were saying, we need to trust ourselves, not necessarily to constantly get outside validation. I think that it would be nice, though, because it is nice to celebrate things with the people that you love. Point blank, period. So I think that would be great. But at the same time, I have to recognize that you might still be supporting me, but still might not understand. Or you still might not be 100% behind this until you see what it winds up doing. And I might have days where I'm not 100% behind it, but it's nice to know who's in the room that's rooting for you to keep going.
Like that.
But I think
sometimes you gotta know who's behind you.
But I think the main thing is that you have to understand and decide that you got your back, regardless of who's coming to celebrate you. Regardless of if it's people that you know or people that you don't know or people that you just met. Because sometimes your biggest cheerleaders are going to be people that you just met versus people that you met 20 years ago. And that just is what it is sometimes. And that's okay, though, because people see each other differently. They met you at different stages. Maybe you wasn't that serious when your friend from 20 years ago met you. So they're like, you know what? This always been a hobby for you. But then the person that you just met 5 weeks ago, they're like, oh, you really do this. You're like, yeah, I really do this. And it's like, it's a different perspective. So even with that, I can't expect you to see the same thing. Anybody who's in this room is not going to see the same thing. But I have to know. I gotta stand 10 toes down for myself and be confident enough to be like, you know what? I don't care what y'all say. I don't care what y'all do. I'm going to celebrate this because I did this and I'm proud of myself. But I'm going to take a nap first. I'm going to take a nap and go ahead and eat some dinner, get some nourishments, and then I'm going to be right out here celebrating with y'all.
Yeah, I agree. I definitely agree with what you said. Yeah. I think sometimes it's also like a parent looking at their kids. Noodle drawing, right? Like you looking at it and you like, as the parent, you might be like, I'm just glad you made something. It just looked like noodle. Somebody else can like, that is impressionist art. That's amazing. That needs to be hung up in a museum. Like, my kid noodle picture?
It's not a noodle picture. And it's like, it's a duck.
it's like, they can see it and your kid's like,
exactly. It's a duck. That's what I'm trying to tell y'all. Y'all couldn't see the duck through the noodles.
So it's like, I think you have to just understand sometimes, like, being too close also makes it harder for you to see what the person is creating sometimes. So it just gotta, but you still gotta just trust yourself. Like, just know yourself, know your worth. And
you was who you was when you came here, player.
My man.
I took a nap today.
I say
an hour and a half. That thing
was
beautiful.
He was knocked out, and I was in the kitchen cooking.
I was about to say something.
What were you about to say? That's where I belong, or something like that.
Nah, toxic masculinity. It was gonna be toxic masculinity. But...
Go ahead.
No, I'm forcing him.
He said, I'm not getting canceled today.
Not today. I ain't even reached my mountaintop. Let me at least let me see how good it can get. They try to push me off.
So, are you guys going to, I guess, change the way that you look at celebrating yourselves and others?
Yeah. First, I'm going to take a nap every day. That's what I was thinking about earlier. I show up on fumes a lot of the times. So, I'm a mandatory nap every day.
Amen.
I might be up late, but I'm getting my nap.
Amen.
Every day. And what was the question?
Are you going to look at how you celebrate yourself and others differently?
And yes, I'm celebrating everything that I do just because I did it. And I'm celebrating people too. Because the other day, I was scrolling on TikTok, just scrolling. Somebody I knew, page popped up. We don't follow each other, but I know who he is, right? And it's a new page. He was talking. You know, everybody talking nowadays. He talking, and I scrolled past, and I'm like, you know what? That didn't resonate with me, but I don't want to be a monitoring spirit, especially not with people I know. I know you. I went back up, double tap, hit the follow button. I'm like, I don't even care if you follow you back, but keep doing what you're doing. I ain't coming, but it's just like, it's, I was there.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know this already, but you are not obligated to like something that you don't like.
Yeah, but
like, I just want you to know, like, even but if it's somebody
helps.
You
help, like, it helps.
It does, and I understand, but I'd much rather you like the thing that genuinely resonates with you than liking something just because you know me. Because now I don't know what you like and what you don't like, so I'm out here putting up something. And I'm thinking, this fire, my boy like it every time. He giving me a cosign. And it's like, that one, what? And then I talk to you, and you're like, actually, that none of those was it. This one was it. Like, why you ain't telling me that this one wasn't it? I've been making the same video with the same angle. You ain't tell me that the lighting was off. Why didn't you tell me? And that's just me. Like what you like. You know what I'm saying? Support who you want to support. I'm saying, you're not obligated to like nothing that you don't resonate with. You don't resonate, it's okay. That's not the one. The next one might be for you.
Also, the next episode, we might have to talk about this monitoring spirits thing because I feel like everybody is saying everybody's a monitoring spirit and I just would like some clarity.
You know, the wild thing is, I don't be saying people monitoring spirits. I just be, it just pop in my head and I be like, am I being a monitoring spirit? I need some clarity too.
Yeah.
What classifies you as a monitoring? If you made it this far in the podcast, let us know what classifies someone to be a monitoring spirit?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, let us know in the comments, and we'll talk about it soon. But will you be looking at how you celebrate yourself and others differently going forward?
Can you answer this?
Not yet.
Yeah, I think I've already just started doing that, but I'm going to continue the gravy train, as they say. But yeah, I'm deciding what's a success before I go out there. Because if I go out there and try and determine what's something that's successful or what needs to be celebrated after I've encountered everybody else, I'm using them as the gauge of what's good and what's not good. And I don't want to do that anymore. I've done it for way too long. So for me, I'm always deciding before I put this project out, before this thing goes out to the world, what's going to be successful to me. That way, when I encounter people, it'll be like, yo, successful because of this. And it's like, nah, for me, it was just successful because I put it out and I finished it. So anything else is icing on the cake for me.
Yeah, I think that's good. For me, I'm going to look at it differently. I think I'm going to probably celebrate more things. I already like to celebrate stuff anyways, but I think I'm going to find ways to even just celebrate more things like of my friends and things that people don't even always look at as celebratory. Like, they might take it for granted, but it's like, no, this was actually like a good step. Maybe it is that you took a nap every day for a month. Like, that's something to celebrate. It might not be we throw a party, but it might be like, hey, I got you a card. Or I sent you a text just saying, hey, boo. Or maybe a sweet potato muffin or two, you know? Don't hold me to that, though. But I think I'm going to find more creative ways to celebrate myself and to celebrate other people because I actually like doing that. And I know some people may think it's a little exaggerative, but it's fun for me. So, yeah, I think I'm going to look at it a lot differently now. I really enjoyed this conversation. And if y'all enjoyed this conversation, make sure you comment below. Let us know your thoughts. But also, thank you for joining us.
Don't be a monitoring spirit. Make sure y'all active in them comments. Mm-hmm. Don't be no monitoring spirit. Be active in them comments. Again, don't be no monitoring spirit. Be active in them comments. Okay. Like, subscribe, comment. Tell a friend to tell a friend. My bad. Go ahead. Take it away.
Thank y'all for joining us for another episode of the Gray Area Podcast. I'm Shaquoia D.
Bad Man Breezington here.
It's your boy, the money.
Peace. He already told y'all to like, share, subscribe, and be active in them comments.
Don't be no monitoring spirit. Be active in them comments.
Okay, once again. But also, check out the links in the description. We got music. So make sure y'all stream our music. That is a way to celebrate us. Also, join our Patreon for... dang it, I always do this. Join our Patreon. The link is in the description. We have...
live podcast. We talking about Patreon. Live podcast. I went live recording yesterday. I do that from time to time. Every time I record, we got music. We got artwork. We got journals.
Just check out the links in the description and make sure y'all come back. And also, if you like this episode, you're gonna like the one that's linked up on the screen. We'll see you guys next week.
Bye. Adios. Stay blessed. Stay black, people.
You say what?
And know yourself, know your worth. Jukebox, hit me with another J.
Get on my face. Get on my face. Get on my. Get on my motherfucking face.
Please.
Push the goddamn button.